God as an everlasting covenant between the Lord and Israel, intended to set them apart from the other nations. According to the Talmud, the commandment to observe the Shabbat, the Sabbath, is so important that if all the Jews were to completely keep two consecutive Sabbaths, the Messiah would come. Keeping the Sabbath is a very serious shortcoming on my part. I have trouble not working on the Lord's day. I don't usually go to work at my job on Saturday, but according to the traditional teachings, I do work. Sometimes I rake the yard, or cut firewood, or help Justin pick up his messes, or help Sue with dinner. Picking up his messes is some of the hardest work. Right, Bubby? To some, the mere act of driving the car to get here to worship is work, and therefore sinful. Fixing a sandwich on the Sabbath is sinful. Thank you, God, for forgiving me of my sins, all of my sins. Last week when Sam spoke, he told that it would be easier to keep the Sabbath if we were rich. You know, that proves to you that I am not. You know, you could hire somebody to drive you here, you know, but then you'd be causing them to sin. So that would be wrong too. But God knows what we need. He knows that we need rest to be effective. He knows that we need to spend more serious time with Him. The Sabbath is to get us ready to go out into the world to do His work as well as our own. Many of the Jews following Moses to the Promised Land had very short memories. You would think that a group of people who witnessed their leader asking God to part the sea to save their lives and have it happen right in front of them would follow Him and pay attention to Him for the rest of their lives. But no, they didn't. Moses is one of only a few people mentioned in God's Word who was referred to as a man of God. Moses was the author of the first and of the last hymn in the Bible in Exodus 15 and Revelation 15. He was, maybe, the second greatest leader this world has ever known, behind Yeshua. But the Jews couldn't even wait 40 days for Moses to return from the mountain, where he's up there communing with God and getting instruction from Him. The people were down at the base of Mount Sinai, breaking God's first commandment. I am the Lord thy God. You shall have no other gods before me. Aaron was creating, and the people were worshiping, a golden calf instead of our one true God. The Lord told Moses that he better get down the mountain, that his people were corrupting themselves. God was very angry. He was angry enough to wipe out the Jews and start a new nation with just Moses himself. Moses interceded on the people's behalf and pled with God to spare them. God listened to Moses and decided to do what he asked. When Moses saw the people dancing and singing and worshiping the golden calf, he grew very angry himself and threw down the tablets he had brought down from the mountain of God. He took the calf and he burned it in the fire and ground it into powder, and then he strewed it on the water and made the people drink it. This was a man who didn't fear what the people said or did. It was not his goal to be popular among men. His goal was to be godly. Moses separated the people into who was on God's side and who wasn't. The sons of Levi all chose to side with God. They were told to take their swords and slay every man in the other camp. And so they killed about 3,000 men. God and Moses worked it out. Some of the people were to be spared and follow Moses to the place of which God had spoken, the Promised Land. And God's angel, his son, would go before them. However, God was not finished with them yet. He sent a plague among them. The Jews were, and are now, a stiff-necked people. It seemed that hard lessons were the only way that they could learn. Plus, they were being punished for their sin and worshiping the golden calf. Sin requires punishment. in Moses, God found a way to bless the people while they're being punished. Like the children of Israel, we sometimes drop the ball. We mess up all the time. But like them, we get to experience the presence of God because we too have a mediator who is greater than Moses, our Yeshua. God responded to Moshe's intercession on behalf of the children of Israel and forgave them. Can you imagine how much more God responds to his son, Yeshua's intervention for yours and my sins? How many people are waiting for a sign from God that he's there for them, that he's watching over them and trying to keep them in the fold? When Yeshua walked on earth as a man, he performed many miracles so people would follow him, believe in him, and learn from him. He's with us today, still performing miracles, large ones and small ones. I've had many miracles in my life. I got one while preparing this Torah portion. At my house, I'm reading a large family Bible that was given to me by a friend of mine, and I'm trying to read it cover to cover. And it's taken me so far a couple years because of procrastination, whatever else. But it is a big Bible. And on Monday morning of this week, I was reading in Acts 7 where Stephen was preaching before being stoned to death. He preached, using today's parasha, about Moses on Mount Sinai receiving God's word and the sin of the people below. Over 1,000 pages and 500 years apart, God's words and God's lessons remain the same. That hit me really hard when I read that. It's, you know, it made me confirm that God is leading me and all of us through everything that we do. I often wonder how God can be so forgiving and merciful to us. He forgave the Jews of long ago, and he forgives us today. They didn't deserve to be forgiven, and neither do I deserve to be forgiven. The Jews had Moshe to stand up for them and beg for God's mercy. Today we have Yeshua to stand up for us. That's a blessing that we can thank him for every day. Thank you, Lord, for coming and saving us. You suffered and died so that we can live forever. We are sorry for your suffering, and we rejoice because you are our Savior, our Master, our Leader, and our Friend. We are blessed by your grace and your love. We don't deserve it, but we accept it with thanks. Amen. Shabbat Shalom.